Hey everybody, welcome to a very special episode of The Naughty Show. It's a road show. We jumped in the van. We went to, where'd we go, Sonoma?
Sure.
Yeah. Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa for the 2014 Cannabis Cup. This great adventure is brought to you by Caviar Gold. Caviar Gold. Go to your local weed shop and order some Caviar Gold. All right. Real quick. Also want to thank Bogart LA for hooking us up with this. A lot of fun. Good times. You know, got to stay at the Vagabond Inn. If you guys want a great place to stay at the Vagabond Inn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you're looking for a one-star hotel with cheap, cheap prices, if you're lucky, someone got murdered in your hotel and you get 50% off. Real quick, before we get into this fun, awesome episode, I want to do a couple dates. If you are in San Diego during Comic-Con, I will be at the Madhouse all weekend. Holla at your boy. Holla at your boy. Come out and see me. And I'm going to be in Tampa the second week of August with Red Band. So look for more details on the website, samtripley.com.
I'll be at Flappers a lot in July. Claremont and Burbank. See me there.
I do not give you permission to use any of this.
I do. We both give you all the permission.
I give
in the
you
world.
None.
Here.
You have no
I,
right.
I, Gareth Reynolds, give you permission.
To use
I said triply give you permission as well.
Oh, suddenly I have a fucking Middle Eastern.
You don't know how you sound until you hear it, but yeah, I'm doing. Trust me.
Can I hear it again?
Yeah. Hey, this is Sim Triply. You don't run from Bunny. You don't run from the Bunny.
You know what this podcast is going to need, Vicky? Probably going to need you to interject during it with context every now and then.
Okay, so this episode of The Naughty Show basically took place at the 2014 Cannabis Cup in San Francisco. We left on a Friday. Jessica Bogart of Bogart LA drove me, Sam Gareth, and Kyle Ray up to San Francisco, where we stayed at the lovely Vagabond Inn, which you'll be hearing about plenty. And Saturday was the Cannabis Cup, and Tiffany Haddish met us out there, and we had a really great time. So a few things that you need to know about this episode for it to make sense. There's two different things going on. Some of the audio we have is from videos that Caviar Gold took with Sam walking around the festival.
This is going to be glorious, dude.
And another portion was recorded in the van on our way home after the weekend. Now, the one thing you do need to know is, since we're sponsored by Caviar Gold, everything you hear is us on Caviar Gold.
Go to San Francisco.
Okay, what is Caviar Gold? Caviar Gold is an extremely strong brand of weed. Caviar Gold is infused with CO2 gold dust and then rolled in keef. And another product they have, Caviar XO, 1 gram of that has the same amount of THC as 8 grams of top shelf weed. So that's just to give you an idea. Their Cavi cones are the strongest pre-rolled joints guaranteed. This is what we were smoking during everything you're about to listen to. Everything at the Cannabis Cup, everything in the van, and everything right now. So this is 100% Caviar Gold infused podcast.
Are we live? Rambo, we live. All right, yo. I'm Sam Triply with The Naughty Show. We are here live at the 2014 Cannabis Cup here in San Francisco, just outside. Hang out with the people. You, sir, what's your name? What you do?
I'm Ricky Freezer, and I'm one of the artists on Cavi Gold Records.
We got rappers here, man. Cannabis Cup is the most insane shit I've ever been to. Caviar Gold is killing it. Dude, look at this. Free swag. Look at these chicks. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Party here, right?
Yeah. Look at this guy. Look at this. How many tats you got?
I don't know, man.
All of them. That's the answer. Yo, everybody, fuck. We got a cameraman named
Rambo, cross that off your list. You can't work at Burger King when your name is Rambo.
One of the other artists right here, Binks.
What's your name?
I'm Binks.
Binks.
Yeah, I'm from Seattle.
Seattle.
Absolutely. My name's Binks. I'm from Seattle.
What do you do, Binks?
Artist. Hip hop and R&B artist.
Nice.
Absolutely, man. We're out here. Blessed, man. It's sunny. We don't get this weather in Seattle, man.
You are. Have you been to the Canvas Cup before?
Yes, we went to the one in L.A., right? It's in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Is it always insane like this?
Oh, my gosh, man. It's always so.
I think this one's extra turned, though. Yeah.
Dude, we're...
It wasn't as big of a turnout as this, but it was still turned up.
Dude, this is basically a giant festival. And at the festival, everybody... It's a good-looking festival. Like, the girls here are 7 or 8s. That's a mind-blowing. Right? For this amount of people. Yeah. It's incredible. This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. And Caviar Goat's kids killing it. They're nice enough to have us out. So should we go around and just be like how awesome this thing is?
Oop. Yellow. No. All right. Welcome to the Naughty Show Road Podcast. Coming back from the 2014 Cannabis Cup in San Francisco.
Sim's still in it.
What a fun time. We're here in a van driving the Black Unicorn back to the airport so she can go back and do more Tyler Perry projects. So we just wanted to, you know, kind of catch up how the other day was. We were all just kind of talking about... when Tiffany, okay, here in the van, Vicky Pezza.
Yo.
Gareth Reynolds.
Hey, guys, thanks.
Kyle.
Ray, hello.
Hey,
yeah, just punch me in the face
with
a
microphone. What?
You just punch me in the face with a
microphone. I can't believe that. We got Jessica Bogart and the Black Unicorn, Tiffany Haddish. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
So black, you're now Black Dolphin?
That's how unicorns talk.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They talk dolphin, too.
Can't prove it wrong.
So before we get into the Canvas Cup, I wanted to catch up on the talk we were all having about Tiffany and when she's a rich bitch, the things that she's going to have people do for her. I'll let Tiffany explain.
Yes, when I get rich, I'm going to buy a mansion very soon, and I want to have a man live with me, preferably a white one. It doesn't matter, but I want him to live. He's going to live rent-free. He does not going to have to pay for food or anything. But
nothing.
He has to pay for nothing. But every week, he has to be a new person from Black history for 7 days, and every single week. So that's 4 people in Black.
Oh, I thought it started off with they only had to do it over the weekend. Now it's 7 days?
No, the whole week. Every single week you have to be a new person from Black history every single day. And if you do a good job, I fuck the shit out of you.
So it goes, they teach you about this guy so you can learn Black history, and then you just give him the pussy.
That part. And he has to be enlightening me on Black history every single day.
Nice. And so we went around and said, who are we going to start off with? And we're all going to make our suggestions. I said my first character would be Red Fox. What do you think of that?
Oh, I think that is so sexy. You being Red Fox is so hot. I would love to hear you do some of it. See if we can get the juices pumping.
Okay, we're going to work on that.
We should probably hear it now.
Nope, I'm too baked.
I think part of the thing we should do is...
Why don't you do who? What character did you say you wanted to be, Gareth?
I want to be Sam Tripoli's Red Fox impression, but I need to hear it first to be able to do it accurately.
Let's hear it.
No, I need to hear yours, and then I can do it.
I can't even remember any of Red Fox's jokes right now.
You got to figure it out, man.
Well, I'd like to do a little research first.
I'd love to hear a cold read.
I'm coming, Elizabeth!
How bad was that?
Really bad.
Let's scale to 1 to 10.
1.
Oh, your pussy dried up?
Yes.
Mine too.
Started out moist.
No.
Kyle Ray, who would you be?
Louis Farrakhan.
Louis Farrakhan, why?
Just because I think first week, you know, really set the bar high. Just really racist high.
Okay. So that's your first one. Vicky, who would you be?
Jack Hay, Harry.
From 2-2-7?
Yeah.
I'm down now.
Jack Hay. Larry. That's my Jack Hay.
Yes, Larry.
Jessica, who'd you be?
Biggie.
Biggie?
Yeah.
All right. We got a wide range. No Frederick Douglasses. No Harriet Tubmans. Yeah. We only got to put young people in this whole thing. Young, good looking black history. Would you fuck Harriet Tubman?
If you did a good Harriet Tubman, I might let you massage me to freedom. But if it's a man doing it, you know, I didn't say nothing about no females doing it.
Would you scissor sister with Oprah?
No, I would not scissor nothing with Oprah. No.
Why not?
Because that's going to be my mom. She's going to adopt me.
I'm not going to dress as Oprah anymore. Yeah. I'm not doing an Oprah week.
Okay, well, if it's a man, look, if you're actually a man, if you actually have a penis, and you're doing an impersonation of Oprah for 7 days, I will fuck you.
All right, back to being Oprah.
No, because you have a penis. What the fuck? Scissoring?
Would you take anal from
Oprah being dressed as Oprah?
Would you take anal
from a man dressed as Oprah that I love and care for, and he wants to put it in my butt, and it's his birthday? And he's Oprah, yes.
Wow. That's love of black history right there. So let's talk about the controversy going on right now with the hotel. Gareth, can you kind of give us a little rundown of what's going on?
Well, Sam, we were lucky enough to stay at the Vagabond Inn. I'm about to do that. And first of all, Jessica had blood that wasn't hers in her bed.
Somebody got murdered in her bed.
So that's good.
Was it a lot of blood or was it a little blood?
No. Oh my god, there's blood everywhere.
It was like spots of blood. Here, like maybe
was it like Saw?
Like a quick shiv and then they ran. Or punched
in the dripping?
Head and ran. But there's holes in the walls and the carpet was very wet and kind of sticky with a dark substance, which I believe was probably all like the disembowelment and all that.
Man, you've really thought about this, huh?
Yeah, I slept in that room for 2 days.
So
that's what the ghost told her happened, at least.
Okay, so explain what some of the stuff you did with the Vagabond Inn.
Well, Sam, thank you for the opportunity, first and foremost. And second of all, what happened was I noticed that my iron in my room, because I pressed my shirt to go to a place where nobody wore shirts and everything was wrinkled, had...
What?
Don't worry. Had other people at the cannabis cup, Sam, not you. Yours was beautifully pressed. But then, so I noticed that my iron had Comfort Inn written on it. So I told the Vagabond Inn on Twitter that they'd stolen the Comfort Inn's iron, and I wanted to know how they wanted to proceed. Then Jessica told me about how the cable said that it was actually a Best Western. So then I got the Best Western involved, and I let the Best Western know that the Vagabond Inn's not only stealing irons from the Comfort Inn, they're also stealing cable from the Best Western. How deep does the rabbit hole go? We don't know. We're all very worried. I think, who knows, this is Illuminati shit. And then I tagged the wrong Vagabond Inn on Twitter, so now I have a New York Vagabond Inn mad at me for talking shit about the Vagabond Inn. That's not that Vagabond Inn. The Vagabond Inn that's mad at me is run by someone named Patty, who has 4 tweets, and they're all angry ones at me. And then, thankfully, Kyle got involved and stoked the fire. So,
and Kyle, what did you exactly do?
What did I do? Hold on, I gotta look at my tweet. I don't remember.
You don't remember what you did?
I'm high still. Here's what Kyle said. Kyle said...
Yeah, right. Gareth does whatever he wants.
Well,
Team Gareth.
This was after the Vagabond Inn. Well, yeah.
Yeah, the Vagabond Inn said, "Please correct and delete since it harms my business in New York, and send your findings to the correct Vagabond Inn, California, not New York." So I asked everyone to stop down. Let's end this feud. Kyle wrote, "Yeah, right. Hashtag Gareth does whatever he wants. Hashtag Team Gareth. I'm never going to any at Vagabond Inn again. Hashtag buy an iron."
Has she replied to that?
Yes, she has.
What'd she say, Kyle?
Let me see where if I can find it.
She gets, She goes, I get random insults and complaints, but they need to be addressed to the California Vagabond Inn. I never thought I'd write Vagabond Inn so many times.
Hilarious. Now, do we actually know what a vagabond is? I thought it was a homeless guy.
Yeah, it's like it's a homeless guy.
Drifter.
Yeah.
Why would you name your hotel after a homeless drifter?
Because you put blood
because have you seen that hotel?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, did you see my door? Did you guys see my door?
It was a gorgeous door. I love the way it was. A French door?
Okay, you had to use your hip to get into it.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam had to crack a safe to get into his door. He had to play linebacker.
My door looked like it had been broken into a couple times.
Yeah, it looked like. Well, that's because someone across the hall murdered someone in one of the beds and then needed to get into another room quickly. Jessica.
Look at San Francisco looking good. With
there's
the small. Hey, kids. Alcatraz. Big Ben. So let's talk about yesterday. Caviar Gold was nice enough to bring us up for a free trip to Comic-Con. Cannabis Cup 2014.
I wish I'd do somewhere. I was coming out of the bushes. Guys, we're here. It's the Naughty Show 2014, live for the Cannabis Cup, San Francisco. Unbelievable. This is crazy. This is the craziest thing I've ever been a part of. There's about, how many people do you think are here?
A few thousand.
How many people do you think are here? 5,000 people in one place. Oh, there's way more than 5,000 people here. It's got to be like 20,000. 30,000 people are here. Everyone's baked. You can taste the bake in the air. You can taste it. Here we are in the deep in the jungle. Will we survive? Who knows? The women here are gorgeous. Oh, my God. Get a shot of that. That guy's killing it. So let's. The people here are. What's that?
Let's go get some slushies.
Yeah, let's go get some slushies.
Has anybody here ever been to a cannabis cup before?
No.
In 420 or 420 in Vancouver, they had a 420 day where there was weed and everything everywhere. Everybody was smoking. It was. Yes, cannabis festival, the largest one in the world. Fantastic in Canada.
Okay, let's talk about what we were talking about, Cannabis Cup. Let's not talk about other festivals. Let's talk Cannabis Cup, motherfuckers.
We're on the big red bridge.
Now, did you have fun, Tiffany?
Yes, I had a great time. I definitely enjoyed myself.
If you had to describe Cannabis Cup to someone who hasn't been to one, what would you say?
I would say it's a wonderful place. There's a lot of different people, different cultures walking around, smoking weed. People are sharing. You could bump into somebody, and you know what they say? Excuse me. No fights, nothing. Everybody just enjoying themselves and being happy and one with each other in the smoke.
Hold on. Can you pull over here? This is my stop. I'm just going to hop off right here.
Okay, so you're getting off on the Golden Gate Bridge. Is that what this is?
Yeah, right about
Gareth, Vicky, have you ever been to a Cannabis Cup?
No, that was the first time. It was pretty crazy. It was amazing.
All right. Anything else about it? Would you like to say, like, give us a little rundown of what you saw?
Yeah, there's all these tents with vendors, and somebody had a tent where they had dog treats, pot dog treats.
Give your dog dog treats?
Would you ever give Pollyanna?
Never.
A.K.A. Mushy Tushy, A.K.A.
The
Rebecca's
Niece,
A.K.A. the Monkey.
Don't you think that's kind of mean, almost?
I would never give my dog. I would. If someone blew smoke in my dog's face, I'd go crazy. I'll go nuts. So, Gareth, what's your take on Cannabis Cup?
Sam, first of all, thanks for the opportunity. Second of all, I love the Cannabis Cup. People very generous with their weed.
It's crazy, right? People giving away weed, like tons of weed.
Yeah, it was like, imagine like if you got a golden ticket to Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, except it was all weed. So everywhere you go, people are handing you weed, you're smoking joints, you're taking rips of pot from bongs. People have weird faces and hair, and I don't know who got the highest out of the group. Sam, who do you think out of everybody when it came to yesterday? Because we all indulged. I mean, we all had a great time. We were all on Mount Zion yesterday. But Sam, if you had to give someone the blue ribbon, who's getting it?
What are we doing now?
Oh, get it,
guys. Wow, look at this.
Gareth Reynolds, everybody.
Wow. Now, wait a minute. Sam, no, Sam, hold on. This is important. You're adorable, first and foremost. But, Sam, let's be honest. Did anyone get super high, like riding a magic carpet high?
Cannabis Cup, what's up, up? Cannabis Cup, what's up, up?
And if I may interject quickly, Sam, before you answer, can you remember and think back to what you told the listeners was going to happen? How high everyone else would get, and how you would really steer the ship and stay in control.
Are you guys excited?
Yes.
We're going
yes.
to San Francisco?
Yes.
Pay trip to go
yes.
up there and just have fun.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is going to be me attempting to drive a radio show while you guys are baked out of your skulls.
Now,
Sam, I'm going to call that episode Herding Cats. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm just going to be herding cats the whole time.
I'm glad that you're already counting us out before we even get there. It takes a huge amount of pressure off.
Cinderella story. That's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Hoosiers of high podcasting.
We really are.
Yeah.
Nobody believed in us
except for
ourselves.
No, motherfucker. You're the one who didn't believe in us.
I do believe in
you. You're the bad guy in this movie I'm painting.
No,
huh?
I'm not the bad guy. What am I, nerds? No.
Here you go.
Kyle Ray was the highest one there, everybody. No. How'd that feel?
It felt great, Sam.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle.
Why? You're wrong. I mean, I was pretty high. I mean, I was dancing everywhere. But at the end of the day.
You were literally dancing everywhere. How many vines did you put out yesterday?
I put out about 5 vines. But at the end of the day, the highest of the day was you, Sam.
Shut up. Why?
Sam, you let everybody know how high you were.
Oh, yeah.
Why was I so high?
You are the champion of the Cannabis Cup because you kept saying, I'm so high. I'm so baked right now. Oh, my God. I'm finna go to lay down, and I'm going to astral project into the universe. I'm finna leave my body. My soul is about to take a tour of the world.
I was gone.
Yo, are we live? All right, Sam Tripoli here with Caviar Gold, the Naughty Show from Playboy Radio. We're here. What is this booth? Culture? Yes, we're here with Culture. And who are you?
Jim Saunders.
Jim Saunders, tell us about Culture real quick.
Culture Magazine is the number one cannabis lifestyle magazine in the U.S. We print 250,000 copies, California, Washington, Oregon. I hate life shit. Arizona, Colorado, and Michigan.
So would you say you're the Time Magazine of weed?
No, more like the Rolling Stone.
Oh, I like that.
High Times is about the plant or about the people.
That's
an entertainment.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And you gave me a little bit of this. What is this? This pink, beautiful, loving, tasting stuff.
I believe that's called a slush.
Is it just anything special about this slush?
Oh, yeah.
This guy right here.
That right there is a slushy.
What kind of slushy?
That is an evergreen herbal slushy. It is their pink lemonade, their strawberry lemonade. We put it into a slushy machine and serve it at the prime temperature. It's that simple. It is lifestyle right there.
That is lifestyle. You must be the just everybody's favorite person to invite to a party.
Yeah, it's pretty chill.
You made this.
I didn't make the actual lemonade. All I do is take a perfect product and serve it at the perfect temperature. And that's that.
Sky's the best of the best. This is amazing. Is there a name for this drink? Did you get a cool name? Like
the slushy.
No, we got to go sound like, you know how golf has the Arnold Palmer?
The Arnold Palmer. We have made one.
Maybe we should get a, like the Snoop Dogg.
The Snoop Dogg.
It should be called the Snoop Dogg, but you can't call him that. What else can we call it?
I don't know. Let's see.
Who's the famous weed person?
Who's going to come drink it? How about that?
Well, we're trying to push as much product.
I want to see someone come drink it because this is the best drink that you're ever going to have with cannabis in it.
Let's go the Tripoli.
Boom, boom, boom.
This new drink called the Tripoli.
The Tripoli.
This is amazing. How many of these cups have you been to?
This is my second cup. First one, serving slushies.
So how is this one compared to the last one?
The last one was definitely I don't know. I say it's pretty good because it's in my hometown, but this one is
Where's
a little
Seattle?
Bit because it's a step up because it's hot outside and we have slushies.
You are. Like, you are serving the perfect thing at the perfect time.
We're having fun. Yeah.
How soon till I can get that in, like, my local 7-Eleven?
We'll see.
Maybe like a year or two? Just go get a little slushy slush?
Let's get slushy slushed every day.
Is that all you do? 365 is make slushies?
People should never get that high.
No, but Sam.
People should always be that high.
No, it's unfunctioning.
Sam, I think it's important. Explain what? Talk about the day. Because you don't smoke weed. That's the whole thing, right? So everyone else here is pretty seasoned. You don't smoke a lot of
weed. I'm not that seasoned.
Ah, well, Kyle just held his shit together really well. But everyone's pretty seasoned. And you were walking around sampling. And you had a great day.
What is this?
Zappies.
Wow.
Oh, this is good.
This is awesome. Yes. This is amazing. Oh my God. So you're the joint fairy, huh?
Yay. Yes.
You just float around making everybody happy.
I'm the blunt fairy.
Yeah. This is amazing. And you're a doctor. I love this look.
Yes, I am.
This guy's a medical doctor here. Why is Caviar Gold such a strong company of wheat?
Because it is the strongest weed in the world.
And this is a professional doctor's opinion.
I would say yes.
You heard it here. Doctors at weed conventions recommend Caviar Gold. Everyone's baked here.
Yes, I was. I was baked. Like an idiot, I took a dap.
A huge dap.
It was so huge, I literally, as soon as I hit it, I started drooling all over the place.
It was amazing. Is a dap like a dab?
It's the first time I've heard it. It's just like they cut off this little piece, and they put it above the bong, and they...
Time you heard of it when we were in San Jose and we did that show and we ended up in that weed den.
Yeah.
And you saw them doing dap in there and you were like, I'm not doing it, that looks like crack. That's what you said.
No, but I think they were doing crack in there too, though.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think there was crack.
No, that was dap.
Oh, dude, okay, real quick. Speaking of crack, can you tell us the story about how you're from your village back in Britain is pretty much. Is just a giant crack village. Can you talk about that?
My village, my people, the townsmen's. Well, when I used to, my parents are English immigrants, and I used to go to England a lot. And I hadn't gone there. My best friend was my cousin who went a little crazy. And so I hadn't gone back there in like 10 years. And then I went back there for the first time in 10 years. And I was driving around with my two relatives, these two girls. And they were like,
"This is where it gets hot."
They were like, "What you fancy doing tonight?" And I was just like, "Oh, whatever. We can just, you know, go drink or go to a pub." And they're like, "Do you party?" And I was like, "Yeah, party. Let's party. Let's do it. Let's get after it." She goes, "Do you do drugs?" And I go, "Yeah, of course I do drugs." And then they both turn around and go, "Crack." I was like, "Did you just say crack?"
Were they good looking?
Yeah, I mean, would I fuck them? No, I mean, they're not, they don't look like crackheads.
You wouldn't fuck them, you'd make love to them.
Yeah. I'd die on top of them.
British crackheads.
So,
be the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
Blade fault and high fault.
Yeah, they put vinegar on the crack.
Wow.
They don't.
They need to bottle
vinegar from
the
crack.
That is hilarious.
So, Tiffany, because you're going to be getting on a plane soon, what was your favorite part of yesterday?
My favorite part of yesterday would have to be when they were just throwing out joints at everybody. And then when everyone was standing around and it was a cloud of smoke. So many people were smoking Cavigold joints, cones they call them. Caviar gold cones they were smoking, and it was everywhere.
Oh, here it goes. It's 500 joints, and the people go crazy.
Now, I have no official affiliation with Caviar Gold.
I do! And it's awesome!
I don't have enough time to know what's in this fucking box.
500 joints!
Only because every time they catch me doing this, they hook it the fuck up. So maybe I should get to know them, because inside this box is a fuck ton of joints!
500!
Now, they have a whole different business plan. I heard my real name. Who said Jonah? What up, Miss High Times?
Caviar Gold. Caviar Gold.
All right. Now, they've decided that your average joint just wasn't cutting it. So inside these motherfuckers is BH motherfucking O. Right?
This guy's amazing. I want to do this for a living.
So,
yo, motherfuckers!
I have one request. Light it up, smoke it up, pass it up. We good? Let's get a smoke cloud going here.
That is so... You never see this anywhere else.
For real, they gave me a shit ton. So light it up, pass it, and it's we'll get this whole fucker blazed out.
It's Say that again. What do you think it is?
He's marijuana Santa Claus.
Marijuana Santa Claus!
For real. Light them, pass them, smoke.
Oh!
Caviar gold!
That guy is the best. Let's go back. Let's go see if I can find Tiffany. What do you want to do? Are you too hot?
I am so hot right now. Like, in a real way, I'm burning up.
Yeah. Let's go back to the booth. I want to do something like this and get some shit, fun shit going.
There we go. Here you can see if you have smoke coming off your head.
High Times guy?
Who is this dude? Who is this guy?
From Caviar Gold. No affiliation with Dab Stars, but they hook you guys the fuck up, so we'll hook them up, right?
That guy's the shit. How is that? You like it?
Yeah, you
No, take it. Hey, I'm gonna get hit in the head. Come on.
You won't get a ton of those.
Hey,
I know.
Get loud for Caviar Gold. We'll pass the rest out.
It was so everywhere. Oh my God, I was so high. And I felt like I was turning into a butterfly. And then I thought that I was a butterfly and I swirled around. It was fantastic. The part I didn't like about yesterday was my motherfucking feet were hurting from walking around them damn heels all day.
I know. You were the most well-dressed human being at the thing yesterday.
You were dressed.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I was dressed to try to get pregnant by a rich dope dealer.
Who do you want to get pregnant by more? An NBA player, an actor, a rapper, or international drug dealer?
International drug dealer. International drug dealer. Yeah, for sure. Because he's probably going to be gone on business a lot. And
go to jail occasionally.
Yeah, that part. And then I get to hold the money. Yeah.
You spend all of his cash?
Yeah, that part. On our kids.
Aw, you want to have little drug dealer kids?
Yeah, I'll have a drug baby.
Drug baby. With a heart of gold.
I'll tell them that their dad's a pharmacist and he works for big chemical companies all over the world.
Aw, you got to start lying to him early. That's the best time to lie to them.
If he's a drug dealer, he works for a chemical company, basically. He is a pharmacist, period.
Well put. Case dismissed. What was the craziest thing you saw yesterday?
Anybody?
The craziest thing I saw...
kill. Was that hit you took of that dab?
Was that dead raccoon just
now? Oh, we just saw a dead raccoon.
There was something.
It was crazy. The whole place was crazy. Anywhere you went, people...
Wait.
Okay, go on, Vicky.
There's this one moment that was so awesome because there's this little separate area where there's a few tents for beer. And if you want to go in the bar area, you just kind of go right in, one or two people deep. And you look at the bar area, and right next to it's the food area with lines just fucking 100 deep. Food is way more popular than alcohol at this festival.
And they ran out of soda.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
They ran out of soda, guys. Yeah, it got a little crazy out there. It was just like Armageddon. People killing each other for a Diet Coke. It was getting fucking... We're in San Francisco, everybody. Look, kids, San Francisco!
The craziest thing I saw yesterday was these two old white ladies were sharing a big fat ass doobie. They had to be like in their 70s and they were dressed like old ladies out of a retirement home or something that just came to get high. And that was crazy to me.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that was cool seeing that.
Dude, by the way, Mexican strippers have gone next level hot. I mean, I was blown away by how amazingly hot those strippers were. Anybody?
Yeah.
Was I the only one? Well, okay. I'm pretty sure they're not kindergarten teachers.
Yeah.
They're not. No, they probably are tattoo models. They're not strippers. They're
so you don't think there's no chance they get on a pole ever?
I'm sure they'll get on a pole, but you have to pay them well to do so.
They were lunch.
I respect that.
How much does it cost for me to die on top of one?
That was amazing. Now, was there any, like... weed technology that you thought was pretty amazing?
Yes. I bought a vaporizer. Have I shown you this vaporizer? This thing's crazy. It's got four tentacles. You can put... Yeah, take a look at this fucking thing. Yeah, there was a lot, though. Turns out there's... You can put weed in papers and smoke it. I was like, what is going on?
How much did that cost you?
Don't worry about it.
It's
a digital aromatherapy vaporizer. So,
and how much did it cost? $180. Wow.
But you know, I thought it's me time.
Aromatherapy, they told
you
that's
just for potpourri,
right?
Yeah, I think that's great.
Look.
Gareth, your house smells great.
Oh, so
now.
You can put
oils, weeds, and then you got attachments too, so you can put tentacles on it.
Uh-huh. Oh, you can put tentacles on it.
Yeah. You can have a real party.
Like a hookah,
much like the hookah. Much like a hookah, an electronic hookah. So that's what I bought. And then we also smoked the biggest joint I've ever smoked.
Yes.
Last night,
which
was...
With the white wrapper.
What was his name? Ricky?
Yeah, and we smoked the $40,000. We smoked a blunt that was... for a pound of that weed would be $40,000. It was delicious.
It was the XO... Girl Scout cookie blend.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Just finding the different kind of weed there is.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, smoke this. I'm like, no, dude. He's like, you're never going to have this opportunity to smoke a $40,000 joint. I'm like, you're right.
And then later that night, you were in bed talking to Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah.
Who is also part of Black History.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Why do all the houses in San Francisco look like this?
You mean awesome?
Whatever happened.
Yeah.
The milkman, the paperboy, and even TV. You miss your old familiar friend. Wait, I'm just around the bend.
Ah! They're so close together that they can't have a backyard.
Yeah, because space is at a minimum. You're never going to live in San Fran.
You know that's right.
Yeah, I do know that's right. That's why I said it.
Yeah, unicorns don't live in groggy.
There's probably a tranny up here named Unicorn.
Yeah, you know, there's plenty of unicorns in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
Not
there's
black unicorns. Not black unicorns.
There's actually probably more unicorns here.
There's no black unicorns. I'm the last black unicorn, and there are no black unicorns.
I'm pretty sure we can find a tranny named Unicorn that's black.
Not
so
not
find a tranny with a horn.
that is not the same thing as what I am saying I am.
We're going to take a little break. Is that cool? We did a half an hour.
Yeah, maybe we should throw to some of the sponsors soon. Arby's.
That's
right, guys. Arby's Roast Beef. Arby's Roast Beef Sandwiches. Come on down to Arby's. You can get a 5 for $5 Arby's Roast Beef Sandwiches. We still have horsey sauce, and we got Curly's Fries. That's right. Arby's, the sponsor of the Naughty Show.
And what about Sam's Cafe?
Oh, and also...
Okay, give them a
shout-out. Oh, you was for me. Oh, Sam's...
What's the name of the Sam's Cafe, by the way?
Oh, it's Sam's Foreplay Cafe, right next to the Bag of Buying In.
It's actually a restaurant called Foreplay.
And it's delicious. I got a turkey patty, avocado, and veggie chili, and tomatoes that came with its own lettuce. It was so delicious. The service is wonderful. Beautiful black people work there, and Hispanic people, and white people, and all people of all races work there. And the prices are very affordable, and they're fast.
Thank you. Any other sponsors?
That's right. Also, Schwinn 10-speed bicycles. That's why Schwinn 10-speed. That's 9 more speeds than the old bikes, guys. Schwinn 10-speed bikes. Get on top of them.
Oh, and don't forget Caviar Gold.
Yeah, they're giving me a pen for this.
And Bogart LA.
Oh, and Bogart LA, you guys. Don't forget to check out Bogart LA, BogartLA.com.
Everywhere we go
with Bogart LA. Let's go. She ready.
Yeah.
Also by Dave Coulier's new stand-up album, I'm Back and Better Than Ever. Dave Coulier, cut it in.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV.
We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Are you ready, Vicky?
Yeah.
All right, welcome to the second part. Second part of the first annual. No, that's not inaugural. When it's the first one, it's not annual. It's the inaugural.
Second annual.
Inaugural second annual.
Thank you.
Naughty Show at Cannabis Cup 2014 San Francisco. All right.
Second annual? Wait.
That's right, Vicky. Second annual. You know what we do, guys? We do this every year around this time. This is the second time. So, the second annual Cannabis Cup trip. That's right, Caviar Gold, Bogart LA, going down to the Cannabis Cup for the second time. What a trip it's been. I can't believe we're all a year older, a year wiser, a year higher. But God bless everyone, and God bless this mess. Thanks, guys.
All right. So let's talk about yesterday. Vicky, what'd you want to talk about?
Oh, God, I don't know.
So we went to this after party yesterday, and they had the biggest joint I've ever seen rolled. Pure Caviar Gold, I believe.
How
big was it?
Now tell a really
It was really
joke
big,
how
guys.
Big
it was unreasonably big.
Like, it was so big that, yeah, and then you do a punchline. Come on.
It was huge.
Good.
Pure Caviar Gold. I smoked it. Sam didn't smoke it. Sam got really high. Oh, yeah. Sam, you made us a promise at the beginning of this trip.
Yeah.
What was that promise?
Rappers.
And you somewhat delivered on that promise.
I said I was going to be swimming in hip-hop artists.
There were rappers there. Mm-hmm. There were total rappers there.
This place ain't go, this place ain't X on every day now.
Come and bang with us. Freestyle. Gotta stay gold. Go big or go home. Damn. Rolling like slow-mo and a couple of cone cones, something in the dome, and I get it sitting in the zone blown now.
I didn't meet Afro Man one time.
No. Two rappers, is that Herd? Is that a, what is that? Is that a legion of rappers?
Much like Crows, it's a murder of rappers.
It's a murder of rappers. I like that. Is that what crows and groups are called? Murders? Who came up with that? And then who agreed to it?
The crows got a shitty deal. The crows are like, close now.
All right. So what else is going on?
Yeah. That cone's kicking in. I'm blowing caviar gold. Caviar gold as I roll through the Seattle streets. I got a bad bitch with me, she's my passenger. So much ass, I call her a passenger. And I'm asking her.
You know, Vic. Can I call you Vic?
Yeah.
You know, Vicky, one of the things that I really liked about the Caviar Gold booth, the setup, was that they had their own music. They had their own hip-hop. And it took me a while to notice, because it was really good.
Yes. The Caviar Gold was, like, in the song, right?
All over it.
Yeah, but it was, like, this amazing, professionally recorded song.
Yeah. It was like, remember the Rice-A-Roni song?
Yes, the San Francisco treat.
The flavor can't be beat. It was like that, but now, you know, like in today's day and age, what the kids would call cool, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like when we were kids, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, the only song my parents would let me listen to was the Rice-A-Roni song. And they shut me in a basement and I would eat fish heads.
That's the only song.
And they'd only let me listen to the first half of it.
That's ironic, my parents only let me listen to fish heads.
Great.
Fed me nothing but rice and roni.
Now wait, where did you grow up?
San Diego.
That makes a lot of sense.
Fish heads.
The Dr. Demento song.
How's it go?
Fish heads.
Roly poly.
Fish heads.
Get them while they're hot.
Yeah, something like that.
Get them while they're hot. You remember that from Kids in the Hall?
No.
Fish heads, roly poly fish heads. Get them while they're hot.
Now, Sam, give me the high point of the weekend. And what I mean by the high point of the weekend is the time that you were the highest.
Yesterday, by far.
But was there a particular moment where you were like, whoa, too much?
I'd say it was probably about
yesterday, by far.
How many hours were in the day yesterday for you, if you had to estimate?
I think there was 24 in the day.
And you hate fun and games on podcasts, why?
Because I'm baked.
And Sam, you recently grew a beard, and I know that that's been a lot of talk. People have been hashtagging about that on the twits and stuff like that. How do you feel about the beard, and what's the public's reaction been?
I don't think a lot of people like the beard.
Now, why do you say that? Because I personally love the beard.
You don't think I should shave it?
I do not.
Vicky does.
I do.
Vicky, why do you hate the beard?
I don't hate the beard. I just think Sam looks better without it.
Breaking news. Kyle Ray has an opinion on the beard.
I love the beard. I think he looks better with it.
Thank you.
Jessica, what's your opinion?
Well, I just wonder why you grow a beard when we're going into summer. Beard's like a winter thing.
Interesting. Jessica's point, why duvet shop this time of the year? Sam?
Because this is California and there's no winter. It's just all hot.
Ah, Sam, interesting.
Anytime.
Interesting. Well,
see, this is a playoff beard.
But, Sam, haven't you just been extending to new playoffs?
Yeah, but I've been following everyone.
But doesn't that eliminate the cause behind the rally beard?
No. No, I'm just rallying for a lot of teams.
Okay, all right.
Beard's got a lot of duty.
You mean shit? It has a lot of shit in it?
One of the teams won.
Which team?
Kings.
So then, why do you still have it?
Well, because then the World Cup started.
I think you might just have a beard.
No, we'll see. Knockout stages, it might come to an end.
That's Sam Tripoli with sports. This is the Action Van News Team.
What can you tell us about Cannabis Cup 2014?
Oh, yeah?
Are you listening? Listen to me right now. It's awesome. Look. Awesome. That's where awesome comes from. Okay.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
For the fifth time, we're starting this podcast over again.
Hey, Sam, you know what I always I always compare this podcast to Groundhog Day.
Oh, hey. Amazing. It's time for our Caviar Gold moment of the day. Yesterday, we want to talk about the time that Gareth was hitting on a super hot chick. And that is our Caviar Gold moment of the day. Let's go into it.
That's right, Sam. Caviar Gold. Caviar Gold. Why go with silver when you can have gold? Caviar Gold. Hold it in your lungs. You'll get high as fuck and eat a bunch of shit. Caviar Gold. The only weed that came inside of itself.
Caviar Gold. Its weed fucks itself.
Caviar Gold.
So, Gareth, we're walking. At some point, you realize you don't want to be on camera. Take us through that.
Well, Sam, you know, people were asking for man on the street stuff, but Sam thought that meant Band of Brothers on the street. And I tried to bring a crew out there, so I tried to play a game. But the second that Sam started asking questions, I realized Sam was going to be the one engaging and using the microphone, so I wandered off like a dog that was ready to die at the end of the summer.
Yo, we're here again at Caviar Gold's booth. We're walking around. It's an audio show here with Caviar Gold booth. Walking around this amazing, look at this place. Cannabis Cup 2014 San Francisco. How many people do you think are here?
Over nine. There's over nine
people. Over nine people are here.
Definitely.
How many of them do you think are going to get... Are you worried about some getting a fight with you?
No, not here. This feels like there's no violence.
No violence.
Hey, asshole.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? How are you guys?
Awesome.
Just keep going. We're just getting... Are you guys having a great time here at Cannabis Cup?
Absolutely.
Where are you guys from?
Sacramento.
Sacramento?
Sacramento.
Why do good-looking girls come from Sacramento? They're gorgeous. Is this your first Cannabis Cup?
It is, actually. My third.
Third, a veteran. I like that. Please tell me you have not been hired to come here and you just walk around like that normally. Please tell me that.
I was hired.
What are you? What book? Have you heard of Caviar Gold?
I don't know what that is. So
you don't know? I'm gonna give you three guesses.
Okay. I have no idea.
Exactly. Caviar Gold. It's only the highest strand of. Are you guys baked?
No, I don't smoke.
Kind of be, not yet.
I don't, but I did today, so yeah.
You're not baked yet?
Not yet.
How long have you been here?
Not very long, unfortunately.
You just got here?
Kinda, yeah.
I don't want to hold you off. I'm going to find you in a few when you're just cross-eyed, and we'll do an interview.
Give me anything? Too. Microphone?
Yeah, I got something for you. Bam! That's for you. That's Caviar Gold. What is that? What did I just give it to her?
You gave me a Caviar Gold joint.
Bam! Making it happen. Thank you, ladies. You're great. You too, guy.
And that you did. You're going to be seeing video of that. We have video of Gareth walking off to Amazon hot blonde chick, acting like she cares. Then we saw another alpha try to engage you and her, and you fought him off.
Oh, chatting up that girl you were just interviewing.
Be cool. Come here. What we're watching right now is Gareth Reynolds in the wild, okay? We're actually watching him. If you can see Gareth Reynolds over there, can you get him? You got him? Here, let's move in closer. Look at this. Gareth Reynolds is making moves. He's hitting on it. She's flipping the hair, which means she's in love because she just smoked some Caviar Gold, everybody. Gets the ladies jumping. Look at this. He's so interested in what she's saying. Vicky, as a woman, how would you say it's going?
Sam, I'd say so far so good.
Is he looks like he's scoring points?
I'm reading the body language. It looks like we may have been spotted.
Unbelievable. Look at this. How do you think it's going?
It's going pretty good. He's getting those digits.
How long is he in the saddle for? Anybody?
I think until he's done signing up for a mailing list on
Do you think it's a mailing list, or are they exchanging digits?
Well, Gareth's giving her his digits.
And she's playing it. She's doing great. Great. Wow.
A challenger approaches.
Oh, so now we're going to get, like, National Geographic here, Animal Planet. Another alpha walks in, trying to go after the female.
Gareth's trying to play it cool, continuing typing, trying to mask the rage.
Is Gareth a dominant alpha? Let's find out.
And he
wins. Gareth, he wins the hunt.
He stayed in the pocket. Oh, he's back.
Keep coming. Keep coming. See how it's going. I mean, what number do we give this chick?
Yeah, apparently pi. He's writing out pi. He's been typing for the last 5 minutes.
Scale of 1 to 10. How high is...
Oh, 10 for sure. Perfect. Perfect.
Totally. How do you think he's doing? Oh, dude, he's coming out. I think he's in. Ooh. That's his black MX card right there. There we go. All right, let's go. I think he's getting laid.
Because sometimes you got to fight an alpha. Sometimes the best thing to do is let an alpha defeat an alpha. Just sit back, relax, and watch the guy.
You were the pack of wieners. You were ahead of the pack of wieners.
That's right, Sam. Yep. Yes.
That was our caviar gold moment of the day.
And, Sam, I'd like to talk about my caviar gold moment of the weekend. Sam, this weekend saw you eating a tremendous amount of marijuana.
Yes.
And smoking a tremendous amount of marijuana.
Yeah,
my highlight of the weekend, you did smoke it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You smoked it.
Okay, go on.
So, yeah, you were smoking weed. And my favorite part of that was when you looked at me and said your catchphrase, which is?
I'm baked.
Basically, that's it, Samuel. So that's my caviar gold moment of the weekend. If you have a caviar gold moment of the weekend you'd like to submit to be caviar gold moment of the weekend, please submit it to the Naughty Show. That's naughtyshow.net. Caviar gold moment of the weekend. Caviar gold moment of the weekend. That's right. Every weekend we pick a caviar gold moment of the weekend. Can your moment of the weekend be the caviar gold moment of the weekend? The only way to find out is to bite the bullet and send it in. Caviar gold moment of the weekend. Come on, everybody. This weed fucked itself.
My caviar gold moment of the weekend was...
Oh, you already had yours, buddy.
Mine was of the day.
Yesterday, which was so the weekend there. You
had. Yeah, so it's a new day.
Hey, buddy. You're hogging the caviar gold moments of the weekend, but go ahead.
I think my favorite moment of the weekend...
This caviar gold moment of the weekend is brought to you by Sam Tripoli, caviar gold moment of the weekend.
My moment of the weekend... My caviar gold moment of the weekend was when I became a hype man for Caviar Gold. And I was giving up mad product. That was my favorite time. I had this whole place just jumping. It was about six deep. And I'm just throwing out weed to everybody.
Show if you're having a great time! Let me hear you having a great time! Cannabis Cup, what's up? Cannabis Cup! What's up, pup? Yo, everybody, it's Caviar Gold. Give it up for Caviar Gold. Giving everybody some weed. Who wants some weed? You need some... You want some weed? You've been waiting, nice.
Give me more. I'll take some weed.
Who wants some weed? Let me hear you if you want some weed! Oh, damn, I need a weed, man! Caviar Gold taking care of the masses. Get fucked up! This is the life! If you love the life, let me hear ya! If you like getting high, let me hear ya! Yeah, it's coming right down! It's raining! This is how we live it! Caviar Gold!
She knows.
Sweet for everybody here. Caviago. Caviago. Let me hear you tonight, Caviago.
Like the weed Santa Claus.
Like Santa Claus. That's right. From what I hear, it was quite a scene, Sammy.
Yeah, I don't even know where you were.
I'd wandered off at that point.
Still hitting on the blonde?
I think I'd probably close shop on that one, probably gone somewhere else to find my new adventure.
Which was?
I'd probably go get a beer. Me and Vicky went and got a beer. Two beers, $22. What a steal.
You guys drank beer.
Yeah.
So that was, what, your third beer, Vicky?
My second beer. I
drank with Megan?
Yeah, I drank with a hot chick.
And what did Megan have to say?
Where should I get a drink at?
Let's interview you real quick.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, everybody. Sam Triple League Cannabis Cup here with my new BFF. Megan, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Megan, you work for Caviar Gold. You've been hired to be. What is your job exactly?
To represent.
Represent?
Hand everything out.
That's so, and how's that? You're taste testing?
They are.
How's that? What are you pushing? What are you letting them taste?
Caviar Gold cones.
Nice. Cheese. That's so great. What are your hopes and dreams?
I want to be like you.
Aww, you're so great. You're so great. Do you like marijuana? Are you a brownie girl? Are you a joint girl? Bong?
I like joints.
Can you roll a good joint?
My dad can.
Really? Your dad hasn't taught you how to roll a joint yet?
I'm not as good as him.
Oh, believe in yourself, Megan. Megan, you're awesome.
Thank you.
What are you, Latina? White girl?
I'm a white girl.
Oh, you're so great. Where are you from?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? Address? So I know where to go. .com. Did you just fly in for this?
Yeah.
From Oklahoma? That's phenomenal. For a big 2 days in like San Fran, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
What's your favorite part of Cannabis Cup?
Oh, Cavi Towns.
You're great.
Yeah.
Okay. We're here with the lovely Megan straight out. Oklahoma, are you a Sooner or Cowboy?
Sooner.
Oh, that's great. All right. We're here at Cannabis Cup.
She was just all about getting beer, and when I walked in there, like, they were just giving us beer. It was pretty great. Then I rolled up with Gareth, and it was like $22. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, my balls were out. That's on me. Hey, am I the only one worried about maybe there's some sort of coolant problem in this vehicle? Because I'm noticing a little bit of smoke coming in through the vents. Am I crazy? Or is this just my Caviar Gold moment of the drive?
Gareth, what you're experiencing coming out of those vents are Caviar Gold.
Caviar Gold. Suck my dick, air conditioning.
Who's your favorite Caviar Gold girl?
Oh, Sam. Boy. They were all great. I loved them all for different reasons. I didn't catch a lot of their names, but I definitely loved them all for different reasons.
Oh, man. Are you kidding? A favorite? It's like choosing a daughter to walk out on.
It's very true.
That's a creepy fact.
That's sweet. But it's from the heart, and that's Kyle's Caviar Gold moment of the weekend. Kyle's Caviar Gold Moment of the Weekend. Give me that joint, you asshole. Caviar Gold Moment of the Weekend. Sam, did you have a favorite?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about her so much you're going to grab the mic from me?
Hey, Kyle, what was your Caviar Gold Moment of the Weekend?
Oh, that's a hard one to say. There was a lot. I'd say throwing out joints was fun. That was crazy. That was like, I'm in the future where this happened. Like, it looked like something that would have been in a post-apocalyptic 80s movie. Here's the kind of here's the kind of parties we have. Oh my God, they just throw out drugs. The future's crazy.
I think my Caviar Gold Moment of the Weekend is how.
No. This is Vicky's Caviar Gold Moment of the Weekend. Caviar Gold, brought to you by Caviar Gold.
That out of the thousands and thousands of people there, within 5 minutes of being there, who do we see? Gino from L.A. Speedweed.
The whitest man on the planet.
He looks whiter outside.
That's right. So those are the nominees for Caviar Gold Moment of the Weekend. And the winner is of the Caviar Gold Moment of the Weekend, Moment of the Weekend. Of all the nominees, the winner is Sam Tripoli and Kyle with throwing out the joints. It's our first Caviar Gold Moment of the Weekend, tie of the weekend. My God, who saw this coming? Holy fuck my ass, right?
Not interested. Thank you.
You haven't given a shot yet. This awkward conversation. Okay.
Yeah, so it's cool.
Oh, Sam, great summation, baby. You know how to put a pin in something.
I'm going down to Cowtown, cow's friend to me. Lives beneath the ocean, that's where I will be. Beneath the waves, and that's where I will be. I'm going to see the cow beneath the sea.
Welcome back to Was It Paused?
I think it was paused that whole time. Fuck. All right, explain the shit fog again.
No.
Just explain the shit fog.
No. I explained the shit fog. You explain the shit fog. It's your turn.
All right. When we drove up to San Francisco, we hit a cow shit fog. It's exactly what it sounds like.
Cow shit fog.
It.
Like we hit it like it's an object that you hit.
Oh.
It dented the car.
It's an M. Night Shyamalan movie. The cow shit fog.
Where is that guy?
He's actually in the cow shit fog writing. So there's a fog, a dense fog, that is must be near where a bunch of cattle are, because when you drive through it, it just smells like you live inside of a cow's anus, and it's hard to see. So it's a dense, anus-y fog, which is new, and something they're not talking about on the news enough.
You're thinking, now how do you know what a cow's anus smells like? And you might think you don't know, but when you smell it, you know.
Anus is a kid I went to school with. He's an attorney now.
Anus and Dunn, right?
Yeah. Anus of Anus and Dunn, yep. I got you.
Okay, campers, rise and shine. That's right, woodchuck chuckers, it's Groundhog Day!
Okay, would you want to live the same day over and over again if it meant you never aged?
Absolutely.
Jessica, no. Kyle.
Maybe. It depends on where I was and what I was doing.
Okay, it's your day. You can do whatever you want.
If I could sit down and think of a day, yeah, it'd be great.
Oh, you want to do your homework first before this magic happens?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd have to be a good day. I mean, is it like a specific day that I've actually experienced, or?
Any day you want, anywhere you want. Brazil, beach.
Yeah. No, I just get up to shit in L.A., you know what I mean?
Sam's like a time-travel agent.
Like the first 10 years...
Time-travel
agent?
Oh, that's a great sketch idea. Okay, where you going? Well, I got this great... It's a week in 1920s.
We're going to send you to Costa Rica, 1969.
Yeah, there you go.
If I was Groundhog's Day now, I would be just living Grand Theft Auto lifestyle. You know what I mean? I would just be running around L.A. raising hell for about the first 10 years of living the same day over and over again.
It'd be great.
Every day you just rob a bank.
Yeah, just get up to something.
Every day.
Yeah. Just going crazy with hookers and drugs and...
Literally, Tom Cruise's new movie is a ripoff of this.
Yes, it totally is.
What's Tom Cruise's new movie?
Well, see, we should point out that we have a DVD player in this van, so we're watching Groundhog Day. But yeah, The Edge of Tomorrow is Groundhog Day action movie, yes. Yep. And with a clear goal.
Which is destroy everybody?
To make sure everyone realizes there's aliens inside of their belly and they habitate on a different planet.
Oh, okay.
Like Scientology. No, it's not the plot. Guys, so subtle. Real subtle.
Shout out L. Ron Hubbard. Shout out. Isn't it great just start a religion? Yeah, just out of nowhere? Be like, hey, this is what it all means. I know I just came up with this a couple weeks ago. And we're in the two millenniums already, but I finally worked it out.
I'm actually starting one.
Where's your religion going to be?
Well, Jesus talked to me. He came and hung out at a show.
Yeah, what did he say, Garrett?
He goes, here's what I need you to do. He goes, what I need you to do is I need you to get two of every kind of person on an ark. And so right now I'm in the process of capturing different races and ethnicities and trapping them for when I build this boat for when there's the big flood.
So you're imprisoning people until the flood?
I will be, yeah, but I'm saving them eventually because then I get them on the...
Do you know that because they're locked up that you're actually helping them?
No, but they don't need... What they need to know what I fucking tell them. Like I always shout at them when they're... Yeah. Or I get the hose. And, thank you.
I don't know, man. It'd be fun. You could have, like... it would just get dark, though, man. It wouldn't be more than a couple days before I was just like, how crazy would this day get if I just stabbed this guy right now? You know what I mean?
Any argument. Anyone would just be like, can I see some ID? You'd be like, how about if I cut your fucking throat? How do you feel about that, pal?
Yeah, at some point, especially if there's no consequence, it'd start getting pretty dark, I think.
Yeah. You started dark.
So when he woke up the next day, he would still be alive again.
Yeah.
Until that one day where it doesn't.
You know,
yeah, as long as I don't kill a guy the same day that Andy McDowell and I find out we're in love with each other, then, right. Like, that guy comes back, I think.
You know there was a day in the Groundhog Day where Bill Murray raped Andy McDowell.
Yeah.
He was just like, fuck it.
That probably definitely happened.
Probably like 2 years where he just raped her.
2 years of rape, and she doesn't even know it.
She has no idea. She's like, you're so sweet and such a generous lover. He's like, well, honestly... I raped you for 2 years. You just don't know it, but I raped you for 2 years in Punxsutawney.
Yeah, that probably definitely happened.
Yeah, for sure. She was like, I'm not really into ice sculptures. He's like, oh, really? Are you into my fucking dick? Shut the fuck up! Lay down! Lay down!
They spell sombrero.
Says the driver.
Wait,
Sam,
are you seriously?
Don't text and tweet right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you could kill us.
Don't. Just put your phone down for a minute. You're not good. You're the one driving people. Werner Herzog, do I need to sit you down and chain you to a chair to make you watch it? Paralyzed people. Dead people. Voodoo people. Magic people. Red people. Black people. Puerto Rican people. That's all the people.
Okay.
How do you spell sombrero?
The name of the new album.
Yeah.
This AC going a little bit more back here.
Yeah, I'm okay with that call.
Yeah, I suck it.
Okay.
I think Skype has invented a program that translates instantly.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. So we can call someone in Russia. Be like, Vushka, Vushka, Vushka. They would come as, I like hamburgers. They make me feel good.
Why would we be saying that?
Because we'd be talking about Russian hamburgers.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's the Russian Amber.
Give me a podcast we've been talking about.
Look at another lake.
Motherfucking lakes up in this motherfucker. Lakes be jumping.
City of Compton.
Lakes be jumping. City of Compton.
Yo, where the smoke is at? Where the smoke is at?
Let him know that I don't smoke too many coons. It like a
mama. I think by February I'll be able to shoot another hour special.
February?
Yeah.
Bro.
Then I'll probably quit comedy.
Bro.
Put out my hour and go.
Bro.
Then that's what you call it.
The farewell.
I quit comedy or put up my hour and go.
Yeah, hour and to go.
Or, you know what you call it?
Are you checking the levels so it sounds good?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Because you're not really putting it in our mouth near us.
Oh, I'm looking at the levels.
Are you saying you want it in your mouth?
No, I'm saying put closer to his mouth so he can hear it.
Put it closer to my mouth so I can hear it.
Don't worry about Garrett's levels. Don't worry.
He's saying it's immediately regurgitated in a funny, wacky Gareth voice. Like, is that how the trip is now? Everything I say gets said right back.
No, that's me being real. No, that's not a voice. That's me. No, everything.
That's your really feminine Queenie.
That's my real voice, asshole.
Queenie angry guy voice.
What about what I'm saying is Queenie and angry?
Would you agree that's kind of Queenie?
Everything about it's Queenie and angry.
Stick cock hair. I suppose you have a million star tattoos all over you. That's kind of some of Chuck's cock is when they got star tattoos.
Listen, man, don't get mad at me because your mouth tried to cash a check your brain couldn't fucking get its account to close
for. Almost had it there, Gareth. Almost had it there.
That was far. You went for that one. I like that. Your mouth can't go to the bank and make sure you have adequate funds to cash this check. Follow up on what you just said.
Ooh. Adrian Swish.
Fuck you, Sam.
Man, I don't know what happened to you.
I know what happened to me.
I'm really angry now.
No, you're the angry one.
Angry Pants Johnson.
Don't have shorts on, dickhole.
I went to school with Angry Pants Johnson.
Angry Pants Johnson.
What attitude that guy had.
I went to school with Anus Anus.
Anus Anus.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, bro. Really.
Can you believe that someone named their kid Hulk?
Who named their kid Hulk?
Apparently there's black people in Brazil.
Yeah, there is. No, there's a player named Hulk, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a fucking dickhead, too.
Yeah, you have to be. You're named after the big guy that gets angry and thumps on people.
Yeah, he's a fucking dickhead.
You can't be like a little flower.
You know my favorite Brazilian?
Kaká?
No.
It was Kaká, and then you changed
that guy, Baraka from Street
Obama,
Fighter 2.
Silva?
Street Fighter 2. That's my favorite Brazilian.
Dude, have you guys seen...
You heard about this?
You ever seen movies about IP Man? IP Man, the martial artist?
I don't know.
He's the guy who taught Bruce Lee everything he knows?
Well, I don't know him.
There's one called The Masters. The Master, have you seen it, the martial arts movie?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's one of the best movies I've ever seen. I just love kung fu flicks.
Yeah.
I think we should have less gun battles in movies and more karate.
Those Ip Man movies are awesome.
IP Man?
Yeah.
You're calling them Ip Man?
Ip Man.
Ip Man?
Yeah, that's how you start it.
No, isn't it IP Man? Everyone calls him. Tell me it's IP Man.
I don't know. Well, IP Man sounds like the intellectual property lawyer that... have on the job.
On the Wu-Tang Clan?
Yeah, IP Man.
This red man, this is our account IP Man.
Yeah.
I keep my eyes on the numbers and shit.
Man of 1,000 voices. 1,000 racist voices.
What does that mean?
You know what it means.
You know what?
What?
I would tell you to put your seatbelt on, but I'm okay with the consequences.
That's racist. That's how high Sam is.
Yeah. Describe how high you are. Hey!
Just say caviar gold at the end.
Looks like we're in. Looks like we're in that spot where Brad Pitt found Gwyneth Paltrow's head at 7.
Nah, Sam, do your impression of when he found his head. That's a great finish.
California, stay away from here. Stay away from here now. Don't come in here. Whatever you hear, stay away. John Doe has the upper hand.
Man, I can't believe there are dog treats there full of weed for your dog.
I think that's okay.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know.
It can't be worse for them than their own shit.
Yeah, but their own shit doesn't make them trip balls. Yeah.
Not make them trip balls. It's not like you're giving them a human edible where you're like, good luck, my man.
Well, it could just be that it has like a THC.
Yeah, got a little
like,
bit of,
you know, like a vitamin style.
Little baby bit for the dog on a Sunday to fucking chillax. Come on.
It's good for the joints.
What, you can eat all the fucking weed you want, but little Pollyanna poopy face, mushy mouth, tushy wushy, cutie patootie, James Brown impersonator, she can't have it?
Stinky binky.
Stinky binky?
Stinky binky. There's the Joker, poop butt, the monkey, silver bullet, stinks majinx, stinky binky.
Enough about my names of my pussy.
Well, you have a lot of names for your pussy, huh?
Yeah.
So, man, who had the coolest hat here? Who thought they got the best hat?
Vicky got the best hat.
Let's see your hat, Vicky.
It's in the suitcase. No, you're not changing.
No. He wants to change, Vicky. He heard you might have the best one.
I was like, let me see it. I might need it.
I need
to make that mine.
It's just like yours, only it has tons of gold sparkles all over it, too.
Oh, that looks so good on you, Sam. All those gold sparkles on you?
I know.
I get it.
It's so fucking awesome.
Dude, I get it.
Then get a
I don't want to talk to you. You don't seem to understand that. Don't come around my house unless you've got my hat. It's going to be that simple.
This is a great podcast. This weed tastes really good. It tastes like cream soda. No, not for the road.
I'm for the road.
I want that kid.
Fuck kids.
He's just having a nice road trip with his mom. He doesn't know the kind of deviant behavior going on.
Maybe I'll show him my balls. You know, I'm no longer legally allowed to go to playgrounds and show children my balls. Yeah, they passed a law called, it's called Gary's Law, and, basically it's a law that prohibits me, or any other Garys, from going to a playground and showing the kids, my balls or their balls.
You can't show the kids their own balls.
Nope, the kids, exactly, thank you, the kids can't see their balls, they can't see my balls, I'm not even allowed to look at my balls on a playground anymore. Unless it's a picture. I can look at a picture of my own balls, but I can't look live at my own balls.
It's like a bit of an oversight.
Listen, I mean, you know, I have a lot of beef with the sheriff of the town, obviously. I can't show those kids my balls anymore. You know, and that's fine.
Is it?
No, I was just being polite.
Did you have a particular favorite kid that you like to show your balls to and or their own balls to?
It's funny you should ask that, Kyle. I do. I had a favorite that to show my balls to. There was this little kid named Kenneth. And he always wore Oshkosh Bagosh. You know, he had overalls. And he would just freak out. So he was my favorite target. And then my favorite kid to see his own balls was this kid, Jimothy.
Jimothy?
Jimothy Tacos, yep.
Was there anything special about this particular kid's balls, or was it the kid that was special himself, and insofar as that his reaction to his balls was just so priceless?
It was. I think he was just very uncomfortable by his own balls, and I think there was something about it. Look, put yourself in his shoes, his small, small, small Velcro shoes. You have a stranger named Gary coming up to you, forcing you to look at your own balls. You know, that's a lot, but he handled it very poorly. Worse than a lot of the other kids.
What do you think the best way to handle having somebody, you know, show you your own balls is?
You want a pro. You definitely want a professional, which I'm not. I think anyone with gloves, you know, sort of whining and dining you, I think is important. You just, Sam, I'm in the middle of something. I think it's just, you know, you're very, Sam. All right. I mean, how are we?
Sam, you want this?
Oh, no, yeah, the stuff I put in my hair, too. Yeah, you're right.
The hell is he doing? Doesn't he understand we're talking about the balls?
No, okay, I know what you're talking about.
He's on the phone.
This is unbelievable.
Look at this, dude. Rockstar, give us some now.
When I was like maybe 19 or 20, I worked on this roller coaster called the Wild Mouse in Seaside Heights.
The Wild Mouse?
Yeah.
It's a really, really, really bad name for a roller coaster, just so you know.
And I noticed something, but now that I'm older, I'm looking at it differently. So I want, all right. This guy got on the ride, right? And he was wearing really short shorts. The Wild Mouse?
Yeah. Okay, continue.
This guy got on the ride, he had really short shorts, and when he sat down in the ride, like, his balls were hanging out.
Oh, boy.
And I, like, was laughing in my head, because it was like, holy fuck, his entire sack is hanging out through his cutoffs, right? But now that I'm older and I think about it, like, do you think something shady was going on? Like, do you think I should have said something to the police or something?
No. Why? Because, look, I mean, if a man wears short shorts and his balls fall out, he's got enough problems.
Okay.
He doesn't need the cops coming around to be like, were you actively showing that girl your balls?
He's No. I didn't mean involving me. I meant, like, because he's there with, like, a kid getting on a ride. Like,
Perhaps.
Yeah, I know. Like, and maybe I didn't, I could have.
Yeah, maybe what he did was when he got home, he would be like, the kid would be like, what's coming out of your shorts? And he'd be like, oh, those are my balls. Why don't you push them back in for me?
Oh, my God.
And the kid would keep trying to, like, shove them in there, but it would be like one of those, like, remember those, like, water noodle things you'd have when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Just couldn't push one
the
side,
water
the other
snake.
Side. Yeah, the water snake, exactly. Thank you. So, yeah, I think that guy on the Wild Mouse was definitely fucking that kid.
Oh, my God.
You didn't do anything to stop it.
I know. It didn't occur to me. Well, as a young person, I was more like, oh, his balls are hanging out. Like, I was paying more attention to, like, how I thought it was funny than, like,
those
the implication.
Those weren't his balls. Those were his red flags.
Yeah.
Well, another kid fucked.
The video that you shot walking around the place, like, so I should be able to get the audio from that. So, like, talk about what you did yesterday when you were all high. Do you not even remember any of it?
I remember none of it.
There you go, that hurt. Okay, I see you guys. I'll make sure. I got all you covered. Here. Oh, here we go. Vape tank anywhere and everywhere. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook if you touch this. We good?
This is amazing. People, he's giving out free dap. Look at that, they're going.
If you catch something,
oh, it's like nine
just
deep.
Back to your vendor, because they didn't get paid shit for this.
Is that Macklemore?
I just
remember it was hot, it was fun, I was having a great time. That's all I can remember. My favorite part was me hyping the booth. I would do that a million times. That's the best gig in the world. Just giving away weed. There's no better job than that. I saw this other guy doing it. I'm like, I want to try that.
Man, I wish we could do this. What is he giving away?
He's about
to give away some caviar. Oh, shit. Okay, watch this. He's about to give away caviar. Goes box of fun. How many joints are in there?
Genetics to hand out.
How many joints?
Oh, 500?
Five? This guy's about to give away a box of 500 joints. Caviar, go!
So you guys have put on to what Dabstars does, right? So, if you see me walking around like a jackass with my microphone and I tell you what's up, you'll know we're going to do this all weekend. It might not be the same spot.
This guy's good. I want to buy a car from him. He's killing it.
Oh, man.
He's got him going crazy over just... Everyone comes. Ah, it's Peyton Manning throwing ducks.
What's up with that?
CGA Genetics. We should do this, dude. We should be throwing out stuff like this. Give me a microphone and some product. I'll sell.
We're talking about 30%
weed.
Have it.
That makes some fire ass
BHO. Yo, I want to do that. Give me some shit to give away, a microphone. I'll go crazy. Let's go back to the booth. How are people doing the Michael Jackson dead dance?
So I'm like, hey, can you guys give me a microphone? They're like, yeah. I'm like, hello, hello? Yo! I lost my voice instantly. Who wants some free weed? Everyone goes crazy. We just start. Then the guys who own the booth are great. They start going really crazy.
Yeah, handfuls of joints.
They started just making a hell on people. They were throwing out free dabs to everybody. Just throw them out there. It was awesome.
I wish I'd gotten some of those dabs. I wish I'd gotten some dabs.
Got me with some dabs.
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't get any dabs.
All you gotta do is ask. Yes, they gave you some. I'd be like, need joints. They'd put a handful. I'd hand them to people.
But Sam, you didn't need joints. You were overjointed.
Yeah. So
you had arthritis yesterday. Your joints were hurting so much.
I was loving it.
Yeah, he was like the joint tooth fairy.
Yeah.
He was like the Oprah of joints. Just you get a joint. You get a joint. You get a joint.
Look under your seats. Everyone gets joints.
It really felt like Wolf of Wall Street shit, man. Just Sam with the mic, everyone going, wah! And then Sam throwing drugs at them.
We should make a caviar gold girl once or twice a month. Yeah. And we nominate a model to come in.
Who do you think we'll have first?
I don't know. That Mexican with red hair was pretty hot. Yeah. 20-inch high, 20-inch five. Tell all my friends my 20-inch drop.
All morning, Sam's been
That's right. Yesterday, Sam's catchphrase was... I'm really, really high. And today it's that.
He said that every 5 to 7 minutes for about 17 or 18 hours straight. This podcast is brought to you by Caviar Gold. Caviar Gold, we're smoking it right now. And you see how that's going. This could be you.
Ladies and gentlemen of the United States of America and other places... Pot smokers alike, there's a new weed out there that all the kids are calling the dopest craze. It's Caviar Gold. Caviar Gold is a weed that fucks itself in its own ecosystem. That's right, this is like a weed that fucked itself that then fucks your mind. I've smoked Caviar Gold, and Caviar Gold's tasty. Get it now. Caviar Gold, ask your local weed friends. Caviar Gold. Never. Hey, everybody. Also, please check out Bogart LA at BogartLA.com. BogartLA.com is a great place to go and find upcoming shows from Bogart LA. Bogart LA, they've got the shows. Bogart LA. Bogart LA.
When I get home, I'm going to smoke so much weed.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get baked again?
Yeah. Dude, yeah. When I get home... I'm going to take part in what I'm calling the great rebaking.
Oh, man, I want to come for the rebaking. Are you going to vaporize?
I'll be vaporizing in my tentacled bitch. I'll be smoking bowls. I'll be eating blunts. And I'll be putting joints in my ish. Oh. And then I'll be running around going, look at my little tail. It's wagging. Anyone? Too far? Too much? Oh. Want to come up with safe words? How do we want to do this?
You got weed, dude? Are you giving any weed?
I just had one of the worst fucks thrown out, brother. I just wanted to say thanks, man, for all the fucking entertainment for free, brother.
I appreciate that.
Set, laughed, and learned a lot, man.
Thanks.
Hey, guys, give it up to Sam Tripoli. Woo! Just, who knew he was on the cannonball run, huh? Holy God.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
You gotta explain that the move is that I put my fingers in my armpits and try to rub it in Sam's beard.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally gross.
Totally gross, totally cool. Totally road trip.
Road trip.
Hashtag road trip.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
And she's recording this. Don't put that on there.
Oh, shit.
Don't re-put that on there. I'm done with you guys.
What? You just said you love me.
I'm done with you.
You just said you loved me.
You're done.
You just said you loved me.
Stick a fork in your butt.
Oh, really? That's where this done fork's going? Fuck you. If you want to stick a fork at me because I'm done, stick it in me. But you're not sticking it in my asshole.
Sweat, it was worth all the while.
You're
probably anticipating a live podcast from the event. Well, so were we. But we had a great time Saturday at the Cannabis Cup. Our good friend Gino, always a pleasure. Got to meet up with Darren Chase, our friend from Seattle. He's Death Squad for life. I've met him before at the store with Lenny, where he brought one of these cavi cones, and I thought I was going to pass out in the main room. Also want to give a shout out to James, who runs the Punch Drunk account, at Punch Drunk. He showed up, rocking his Punch Drunk shirt. He had joints for all of us, which was really great. Thank you, James. And most importantly, he praised our Sunday release, which is something that I came up with Wednesday and Sunday. So thank you, James. You can follow our guests, Jessica at Doc Bogart, Kyle at The Kyle Ray, and Tiffany at Tiffany Haddish. Make sure you check out her vines, too. We took some great ones in a convenience store. And as always, make sure you follow us at Naughty Show, at Sam Tripoli, at Reynolds Gareth, and me at Vicky Pezza. Go to naughtyshow.net and leave comments. Participate. Get involved. Because without you, we're just talking to ourselves.